Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 1st of November. Air Canada, Air France, KLM, American Airlines, Cathay Pacific, Delta Airlines, JetBlue, Lufthansa, Southwest Airlines, United Airlines and Virgin Atlantic, together with the Boston Consulting Group, have formed the Aviation Climate Task Force, a new non-profit organisation founded to tackle the challenge of eliminating carbon emissions in aviation through innovation and collaboration. This cross-sector partnership will contribute to the airline's ongoing decarbonisation efforts and commitment to reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Aviation contributed less than 3% of global carbon dioxide emissions annually before the COVID-19 pandemic, but that number may rise as the industry continues to develop. The UK will next week remove the last 7 countries on its coronavirus red list, which currently requires newly arrived travellers from these destinations to spend 10 days in hotel quarantine, Transport Minister Grant Shapps said. The 7 countries which will be removed from the list from today are Colombia, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Haiti, Panama, Peru and Venezuela. Britain's chief medical officers ruled that they were no longer of concern. Mr. Shapps also said 30 more countries would be added to a list of nations whose coronavirus vaccinations are recognised by the UK, taking the total to more than 135 countries. The Yasawa Island Resort and Spa in Fiji has announced its plan to reopen. The independently owned property is set to greet international visitors with a traditional Bula welcome on December the 18th. The resort is accepting immediate bookings and future reservations. The news coincides with Tourism Fiji and the Fiji government's official announcement to reinstate travel to the country on December the 1st after a pandemic-induced pause that lasted 20 months. Located on a 7,000-acre island with only a handful of villages as neighbours, the resort is just 30 minutes by private air transfer and inaccessible to other travellers from Nandi International Airport. The One Island Resort will also greet new and returning travellers after an intensive renovation project that includes new wooden bureau doors and decks, outdoor stone showers with cinnamon wood privacy screens, pergolas over each bureau entrance, besides an outdoor pizza oven and barbecue area for al fresco dining. Australian Geographic has announced a 50% acquisition of small group tour operator Insight Australia Travel, with the company officially launching as Australian Geographic Travel. The purchase will see the new entity offer more than 30 itineraries via the Australian Geographic website, including travel experiences such as birdwatching, hiking, and active wildlife conservation trips. Tours cover a wide range of Australian destinations such as Arnhem Land and the McDonald Ranges in the Northern Territory, the Daintree Forest, in Cape Tribulation in Queensland, Raymond Island and East Gippsland in Victoria, and Eyre Peninsula and Kangaroo Island in South Australia. Insight Australia Travel has been operating in the market for close to 20 years, with Managing Director Birgit Bourne to lead the new Australian Geographic Travel joint venture. Birgit, who described herself as passionate about conservation and wildlife, also sits on the board of the Australian Tourism Export Council. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.